But there's been a lot of turnover in terms of the secondary, Marcus Peters and Harrington Moore, Terrence Mitchell. Is it refreshing to you, or what's your approach on it when you see so many new guys that are going to be back there this year, especially with Eric Berry coming back?
Well, you know, as a coach, you teach. So whoever's in the room, you teach. And that's how I look at it. At the end of the day, you know, I mean, their performance falls on me. So I just take that approach. And, you know, whoever's in the building, that's who's in the building.
We know it's pretty early, but what are your early plans for Fuller, Amerson? It's kind of how it's going to shake out Nelson.
Those guys right now, all three of those guys are doing a very good job. Fuller's a pro. Football IQ is high. Steve is always done a great job. Competitor, you know what I mean? Doesn't miss reps, you know what I mean? Wants to compete all the time. So I know what I'm going to get from him. And Dave's also done a great job as far as coming from a different scheme and adapting to what we do, our culture and how we handle business here. No, right now, as our package sits, you put the guys, you know what I mean, on the outside who are outside guys, inside who's an inside, who are inside players. So really, that's how we handled it as a defensive staff. And right now, Dave and Steve are my outside pieces, and Fuller will go inside.
Some people had Kendall as the best slot cornerback in the NFL. Based upon what you've seen so far, is that kind of...
I can see why they say that.
Yeah.
I can really see that why they say that. It's a smart guy. Really smart guy, you know, does exactly what you're asking him to do. Very coachable, which I can definitely see that, see people saying that.
You talked a minute ago about his football IQ. How have you seen that? What made you say that?
Everything, just from route concepts to knowing, you know what I mean, where to be. You tell him something one time, and I could say, all right, I need you 2 yards outside of this guy. The route concept may be a little too far. So he may tighten it up a little bit because he knows what's coming. You know what I mean? That type of, you can't coach that. You know what I mean? It's guys just being around the game, knowing the game, seeing it, big picture. And that's a guy who he sees the big picture.
Yes.
That's where he's comfortable at. Which, if that's where he's comfortable at, that's where I'm comfortable with putting him. So that's how I see it. Just watching him on tape from last year, you see he's in there. That's not a place to where you can get a guy, an outside guy. If you're strictly an outside guy, when I say that, it's a corner. You can't just grab him and, hey, I'm going to put you in the slot. It's a totally different world. So when you get those guys that can play inside and play outside, you know, you utilize them most when they're as an inside piece.
What are some early signs that you've seen that potentially Springs could be somebody that could?
Just the football IQ. We've thrown a lot at all the guys. And just talking to young guys, he's one of the guys that has grabbed it. You tell him something once, he grabs it. You know, he takes great notes, listens. Football IQ is high.
That coachability doesn't come with any kind of undrafted player like that, is it, you know, typically?
Typically, even some drafted guys. You know, you can draft a guy and football IQ may not be as high. You know what I mean? They develop that over time. But this guy is sees a big picture. You know, he's a guy that if I wanted to, I can line him up at corner, I can line him up at nickel, and I can line him up at safety and not worry about a busted assignment.
Couple
with
more
so
guys.
With the turnover in that room, so many new guys coming in, how has things kind of changed for you on a day-to-day with so many new guys kind of catching up to speed on the techniques and the way you go about doing it?
The thing is the guys that have been here, They kind of coach him up beforehand. Hey, he's going to be on you about this, and this. So just expect that. So by the time I get to him, they're already kind of marinated to what we do. You know what I mean? So it's not hard. Like I say, the guys who got in the room are professionals. Everybody's a pro. You know what I mean? Everybody's fighting for their spot. So it makes it easy as a teacher. You know what I mean? When guys are eager to learn.
He's got to brought in a lot of young guys, not just Tremont, but Wade and Reeves and all those guys, just Springs. What collectively do you like about bringing in a young, talented group and they're all going to get out there and compete? How does that get the most out of all?
The thing is that everything you see, like when you get a guy, guys from college and they come in, you know, I get to raise them as far as soon as they come in. So everything I teach them, that's what you're seeing. You know what I mean? When you get guys from other teams, you kind of got to have them erase their memory, techniques, movements, and kind of do what we're doing. You know what I mean? So it's easier when you're getting the guys right out of college.
Last one.
Say that one more time, just so I can make sure I'm hearing you right.
Right. I mean, Brett emphasized toughness among the guys that were drafted and maybe culture shifting in that regard on defense. Do you see that that's something that needs to be emphasized, particularly in the secondary, based on maybe what you guys reviewed from last season?
Well, everything we do in the secondary, just everything they hear, is all preached on toughness, aggression, attacking. So if anybody's been here in our secondary room for the past 6 years, that's all they've heard. You know what I mean? You can't coach toughness. You know what I mean? That's in a person. You know what I mean? But the way we play defense, the way Bob calls the defense, is always aggressive, and we always have an aggressive, tough mindset.
Thank you.